Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. And follow us on Apple and Spotify. Provide feedback at apriori.i@gmail.com. Green Dot Corporation, NYSE, GDOT, Q2 2023 Earnings Conference Call August 3, 2023 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Green Dot Corporation reported its Q2 earnings with non-GAAP revenue growing at a rate of 2% compared to Q2 2022. Despite this increase, both non-GAAP and GAAP earnings metrics saw a decline. The company attributes the decline to various factors such as the deconversion of several partners, the shift of focus from legacy brands to GO2 Bank, and the impact of higher interest rates. On the positive side, Green Dot cited stabilizing account trends and a growing business pipeline as encouraging developments for the company. The company also confirmed a new embedded finance partnership with Ceridian, a global leader in human capital management technology. Moreover, Green Dot announced a collaboration with PLS Financial Service Companies to offer a demand deposit account, among other services. Despite these positives, the company acknowledges that the completion of the technology conversion process, a significant focus for management, has been a challenging journey. As this phase of work comes to completion, the company is looking forward to allocating time and resources to other opportunities, which include enhancing its technology and product offerings as well as growth. Furthermore, CEO George Gresham, recognizing the company's stewardship of shareholder capital, also highlighted its focus on expense management and margin expansion. They expect the costs associated with the technology conversion to abate in 2024, allowing for more efficient operations. Green Dot CEO George Gresham stated that the company is well on track to realize its goal of $35 million in cost savings. The financial technology and bank holding company is on track with technology platform conversions to streamline operations and reallocate resources to focus on other opportunities. BOSS partner Ceridian has been successfully onboarded alongside the addition of new customer POS and the signing of 300 new customers for the company's PayCard and EVA business. While continuing to reduce the cost structure, the company has increased its investment in regulatory compliance and is very focused on promoting a culture of efficiency throughout the organization. Despite the positive progress, Green Dot recognizes the need for continued work on their transformation. While framed in the context of a Q&A with investors, it emphasizes the company's expectation to deliver on their 2023 goals, pointing out future growth opportunities within the embedded finance market. Key takeaways from this investor call include an expectation of steady cost per accomplishment funding in the near term, and an acknowledgement that BOSS contract restructuring will likely cause a near-term drag on EBIT margin. However, the long-term impact is uncertain and could potentially be addressed through renegotiations. The speaker expressed gratitude towards team members, partners like Ceridian and POS, and investors for their contributions and support. A positive mentioned was successful technology conversion and appreciation for partnerships and hard work from employees. The challenge discussed was margin compression due to the pass-through revenue from the BOSS contract restructuring.